Vocational education in Maine has evolved over the years. It's now called Career and Technical Education, or CTE, and the LePage administration's vowing to double the numbers of kids in CTE over the next 2 years. Many educators support that goal, but some say they're worried about a proposed funding formula, which they say could hurt communities in Maine that are most in need of local job development. Robbie Feinberg has our story.
This machine's older than you are.
Inside the Midcoast School of Technology in Rockland, machine shop instructor Rich Barrett revs up an old lathe that his students will use to carve pieces of wood and metal. Students in a variety of programs are packed into nearly every crevice of this vocational school. Staffers say that culinary arts students practically elbow each other as they practice their knife-cutting skills in the cramped kitchen. The digital arts class has a waiting list of more than 24 kids. And the equipment needed to train them all isn't cheap. Rich Barrett says the cost of the equipment to teach roughly 20 students in his machining program can run north of $200,000.
Each one of these machines is about $15,000 to $20,000 a piece. Yeah. So yeah, let's say $250,000 easily. And that's just a small shop, it's not even a big shop.
Educators say a lot of people don't realize just how much money this training requires, and that the expenses for vocational schools are very different from traditional high schools.
So when you're trying to do a formula where you're saying one size fits all, it really can't. So you really have to look at what each program needs for supplies, equipment.
Beth Fisher, the director of the Midcoast School of Technology, says investments in commercial ovens, welding equipment, state-of-the-art software, and even ambulances are critical to high-quality CTE education. And that's why Fisher and other educators are worried about a new report that recommends changing how career and technical education is funded in Maine.
Parts of the study were very well done, but there were aspects in it that just were out of touch with what our needs are, and that if this formula were to go through, it would be really devastating to some of our schools.
Right now, most CTE funding is controlled locally, and districts are reimbursed by the state a few years later. But in its new report, the Maine Education Policy Research Institute proposes what it bills as a more predictable statewide funding model. The report's formula would actually increase overall funding to CTE in Maine by more than $4 million. But much of the extra money would go towards schools in larger areas, such as Portland, Lewiston, and Bangor. Some rural areas, including Presque Isle and Caribou, would lose funding. Ralph Conroy, the director of the Caribou Regional Technology Center, says he has fewer students in some programs because of the relatively small rural population. But he says he still needs the same equipment and teachers that larger schools have. Conroy says the proposed formula would have serious consequences.
I'll have to lose staff members, and I've got one staff member per program. So every time I have to make a cut, it will mean one less program for students to choose from.
At the Presque Isle Regional Career and Technical Center nearby, Director Tim Prescott says these kinds of cuts would create even more educational inequity in the state. He says kids in urban areas would wind up with many more job training opportunities than those in rural Maine, which actually needs more economic help.
That displaces all of the students in a rural area like ours in a much less equitable situation because we have to deal with the fact that we have less population.
State education officials acknowledge that the initial report may have looked a little scary for some schools, but they say that it's only meant to serve as a starting point for developing a new state funding model, similar to other reports created in 2007 and 2009. They say the department is listening to educators' concerns and wants to be sure schools are on board with any new legislation that aims to change the formula. Rob Callahan, the director of the Lewiston Regional Technical Center, says he's been encouraged by recent meetings with the department.
So I have got a lot of confidence that this is going to evolve into a working model that will support students in the ways that we hope it will.
The Department of Education says it plans to propose legislation to change the CTE funding formula next year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.